everybody. It's Kirk Evans again with the Water Cooler Show, and we're fortunate to have Mr. Tom Rizzo talking with us today. So, Tom, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, yeah. I'm Tom Rizzo. I've been with Microsoft now, 15 years? Close to 15 years. It's been a long time. I've worked in a number of different server products across Microsoft. Started an Exchange server, so Exchange customers. It's a great product. Continue to use it. Then I worked in the SharePoint team. Exchange and SharePoint were actually one team way back when, so I worked on the first version of SharePoint, codenamed Tahoe, for those of you who remember that, SPS 2001. SQL Server, and then I worked on SQL Server from 2000 to 2005, so great release of 2005. You know, it looks like 2008's R2 is turning out to be a great release of SQL Server as well. And then finally, I've been in SharePoint since before SharePoint 2007.
So we had just a phenomenal set of announcements today. I drew applause from the crowd repeatedly. What were you so excited to finally be able to share publicly?
Yeah, you know, over the next hour, I'll go through all the... There was a lot there. I'll try and bubble it up for you, and I'll focus in more on the developer stuff than I will on, you know, the general announcements. But SharePoint 2010 is a huge product. I mean, we did a bunch of sneak peeks back in the summer. We had to bite our tongues and, you know, not to say everything that we're saying here at the conference. But, you know, in terms of developers, about a third of the SharePoint development resources are actually on the platform and tools. So it's been a big, big release for us. We partnered with the Visual Studio team, so you'll see a bunch of new enhancements around the Visual Studio tools. But I break down, you know, the three areas we focused in on around announcements is, number one, just developer. New tools of Visual Studio, the business connectivity services, we're connecting a lot of business data, web services, being able to connect your databases into SharePoint and then into Office. And I would say the last piece is around the cloud. I mean, we made great advancements in the platform so that you can have sandbox solutions that run on-premises or in SharePoint Online. So giving the developers flexibility to deploy on-prem, online, using Visual Studio as their primary development tool. Obviously, there was a couple other announcements not related to developers. We love developers, but there's also other things happening in the universe. The other announcement we made is around SharePoint around Internet Business. So SharePoint on the Internet is one of the fastest growing areas for the product. So if you go to like craft.com or viacom.com or recovery.gov, marines.mil or Continental Airlines, all these customers are running SharePoint. So you may not realize they're running SharePoint. SharePoint's powering all those great Internet-facing sites. So we made a couple announcements around SharePoint on the Internet. We have some new SKUs for small and medium-sized websites as well as hosting SharePoint Internet sites through SharePoint Online. So that'll be interesting for customers want Microsoft to run their internet-facing websites. And the last bit is around just the cloud itself. And, you know, one of the big things around SharePoint Online, it's been a great success. We haven't had the kind of close parity between on-premises and online as we would like in 2007. So in 2010, we get depth of features around the enterprise features that you get on-premises, like Excel services or InfoPath form services, they move to the cloud. So great symmetry between on-premises and online. There'll still be some differences because one's a cloud-based service, one's an on-premises service, but you'll see much, much better depth of features between between those two environments. So that's some of the announcements.
So I'm curious, whenever we talk about SharePoint in the cloud, is that what we refer to as BPOS? Is that one and the same, or is there a change in that?
Yeah, no. When you think about SharePoint in the cloud, it's all around BPOS, or the Business Productivity Online Suite.
Right.
Very easy, rolls off the tongue.
Yes,
and as part of that suite, there's SharePoint Online. And SharePoint Online actually comes in two flavors. I don't know how many people know that. There's a dedicated version, which is pretty much you outsource your technology to Microsoft. And we have large customers like Coca-Cola Enterprises or GlaxoSmithKline or Ingersoll Rand who run 100,000 seats of SharePoint through that technology. And then there's the multi-tenant version, which is called SharePoint Online Standard. So it's not a dedicated environment. You're running multi-tenant. You don't get your own dedicated box. You can't do kind of the IT administration that you're used to. You're locked down to just kind of site administration of the SharePoint Online stuff. And that is more targeted at, I would say, medium-sized customers to larger customers. We can support up to 30,000 users inside of SharePoint Online Standard. But if you've got 100,000 people, 200,000 people, you know, you're going to go to the dedicated space.
Which kind of also falls into a question then, let's say I have 5 people in my organization. What are the options for that type of customer? Would you suggest they more look at self-hosting or looking at hosting Rackspace? Or is our offering targeted towards that size of customer?
It's totally targeted towards that type of customer. Plus, we have some great partners, right, that also host SharePoint. You say Rackspace. A lot of the telecoms actually will host SharePoint as well for smaller customers.
I talked with AT&T today. They do that as well.
Yeah, so British Telecom does it as well. So there's a... we try and give you lots of options, right? And if you want Microsoft to host it, we're very happy to host anywhere from 5 users to, you know, 30,000 users through our standard offering, our multi-tenant offering. But again, great partners, or you can self-host. I think one of the things about SharePoint is it's not that hard to set up for an on-premises deployment. So it's not like you're trying to deploy SAP or Siebel or, you know, one of these sort of line of business applications. SharePoint's easy to set up. You still have to plan your deployment, so don't treat it like, hey, I'm installing Office on my desktop, right? Sure. You got to have a good SQL server. You got to have a good sort of governance model, those sorts of things. But for a 5-person shop, sure, SharePoint's a great solution for you to be able to run on-premises inside of your environment.
Okay. And so let's get back to the dev, because
sure,
our audience is wanting to talk all about these hot new tools.
Sure.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of new SharePoint developers. It's right there in Visual Studio, and
yep,
now we can install to the desktop. That
Win
is,
7 in Vista.
That got a lot of
big,
applause.
big change for SharePoint developers. Yeah.
That was great. So the barrier hasn't just been removed; it's been obliterated.
Totally.
So there's going to be a lot of new developers. And where do you see challenges with that new audience?
You know, and this is not because of the new release, I would say. This has been a constant challenge for SharePoint in that, you know, I love ASP.NET developers. I think they're a great community. They love to write code, though, right? So the thing about SharePoint is you do offer a lot of things out of the box, where in ASP.NET, you may have to hand code a lot of those things, right, in terms of, let's just take workflow as an example. SharePoint builds on the Windows Workflow Foundation, right? We offer a lot of out-of-the-box workflows. We offer a lot of rich design tools out of the box. A lot of developers may just want to fire up Visual Studio and just start writing handwriting code when maybe the approval workflow in SharePoint meets their needs, right? And it's just out of the box. And we implemented a lot of the edge cases where, as a developer, you know, you may not know all the edge cases. If someone's out of the office, you send them an email, bounces back, blah, 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 blah. We put a lot of man hours into that out-of-the-box workflow. And you know, developers love to write their own workflow on top of it. So I would say the thing about SharePoint for newbie sort of developers is understand the surface area. And I think, you know, I've written a lot of development books across a number of the technologies. And it's like when you start with the .NET framework, you are overwhelmed by the size of the .NET framework, right? And you spend a bunch of time saying what actual features are offered in the .NET framework around threading or I/O or whatever it is. So you don't try and do it yourself. You try and leverage what's inside of the framework. And I would say SharePoint's a framework just like .NET framework that you should start to leverage and understand,
sure,
and use the features that are inside of there. So before you start writing code, make sure that the SharePoint API doesn't have the features that you want.
Okay. And you brought up workflow. And this has been something that's come up several times here at the conference and the SharePoint and everything
sure
we've been doing. Workflow 4. And
yes.
So workflow right now in SharePoint 2010 is 3.5.
Yes.
And there's also been requests for things like ASP.NET MVC.
Sure.
So how would you answer to those audiences that are asking, you know, how those things aren't in this release, and is there a roadmap? How would you address that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a little bit of a time warp, right? You know, .NET 4.0, you know, it's still in beta. We're still in beta, right? So we've got a, you know, just the timing doesn't work out for us to ship when we want to ship and when they're shipping. We're completely committed to supporting .NET 4.0. It's just going to be a matter of when that is.
Sure.
And, you know, with all of our investment in the developer technologies, we're going to try and turn that crank as quickly as possible. So, you know, it won't be in the RTM version. I can't promise that it will be in SP1 or anything like that. But we'll take a long, hard look at how soon we can ship, you know, .NET 4.0 support. You know, one of the other things about newbie developers, this I just have to throw out, is make sure you target the 3.5 stuff when you're actually developing in Visual Studio.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get an error, right? And,
right,
you know, you'll probably bang your head for 30 minutes the first time and, you know, say, why isn't this working? My code's perfect. And you're targeting the 4.0 framework. So just make sure you're targeting the 3.5 framework when you develop on top of SharePoint.
That is a good tip.
Yes. Learn the hard way,
yeah,
of
right
course. And you asked about MVC.
Yeah.
You know, we have patterns and practices. One of the things, you know, Paul Andrew, I don't know if you're actually going to interview Paul Andrew. I would recommend it.
I'm going to try.
You know, Paul Andrew owns all of our developer evangelism, so he owns mssharepointdeveloper.com,
right,
which is it's a website where we try and take SharePoint technologies and put them into ASP.NET terminology, right, so that the ASP.NET developer understands SharePoint through that lens. And one of Paul's jobs is to make sure that newbie developers who are using ASP.NET technologies understand how to move to the platform. You know, we have the new patterns and practices that we released where we talk about MVP, rather than MVC,
right.
and how to do kind of the unit testing on top of SharePoint. I think the Visual Studio tools will also make it easier. So one of the other requests, besides like MVC, is we get a lot of requests around application lifecycle management, right? So being able to do team development, source control, all that sort of stuff. And now by having the integration with Visual Studio, it's just a little checkbox. You can go in, use Team Foundation Server, right? All use all that technologies around ALM and SharePoint.
I can attest to that. I did this yesterday. And added a checkbox, add solution to source control, and it just worked. It was
just
beautiful.
Worked.
It was
a lot of heavy lifting behind the scenes. A lot
yeah,
of people.
You're
lives.
Like, oh no, that was a lot of hours.
That was a lot of hours. I know the Visual Studio team worked super, super hard on that.
That was a thing of beauty.
It's very easy. It's very easy.
So, what would be the one thing that you would want to tell a developer approaching SharePoint? I mean, there's a lot of guys that we've talked to about SharePoint. They looked at it and they're like, not yet. But now, I mean, it's here, right?
It's here.
So, what would be the one thing that you would tell them? Learn the platform, or?
I would probably say learn the platform would probably be one. I'll give you two.
Okay.
Right? Because, or maybe three.
Sure.
We'll see where we get to. Number one, like I said before.
We get bonuses.
Yes, right. I get paid per point, so you know that's what I have to do. No, but I would say definitely learn the platform. Again, the number of APIs in SharePoint is huge, and the SDK provide us feedback. I mean, we're working hard. We're trying to document everything at public beta. So, but let us know where we're falling short, whether it's getting you started, whether it's the documentation, the deep documentation, the best practices, that sort of stuff. But learn the platform first before you start writing your code. That would be number one. Number two is get VS 2010. I mean, the tool is integration. It's amazing. The VS team and the SharePoint team, we partnered super, super close in making visual web parts or event receivers or even workflow or site definitions, all just templates inside of Visual Studio. One-click deploy and debug. Feature designers, so visual feature designers, visual package explorers. I mean, there's lots of man-years that went into the efforts around the tool. So I would say definitely download and look at Visual Studio. The last one, and this may, I don't know how many pro devs, maybe this is more of a web designer or maybe, more end user, is we did a lot of work to implement some of the Web 2.0 protocols and APIs.
Sure.
Things like REST, Atom, right, all that sort of stuff. We do have a client-side object model now for Silverlight. We ship Silverlight out of the box. We'll support JSON and things like jQuery. So, we are mainstream. We have Link, right? So if you're a Link developer, you want to develop on the server side, you want to use Splink, as we call it, or SP-Link. That won't be the final name that we talk about. Yes, yes. If nothing, we're lame. Now you can use Link on the server side, right? So I would say the barriers are coming down. Learn all about the platform. Use the tools and learn some of the newer protocols and APIs that we have inside of there. And just be super productive on developing SharePoint applications.
Perfect. Thank you very much for the discussion today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Kurt.